Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Wednesday, the 1st of July at 6:31. Welcome to Q3 and H2. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about the EV subsidy scheme for car sellers and car buyers, and we'll be looking at opting out of auto enrolment and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com, but first let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Charlie Weston in the Irish Independent reports that there was a slight fall in the inflation rate in June. This is despite the fallout from the Iran war continuing to play out. New figures from the CSO show that prices continued to rise in June, but the rate of inflation eased back to 3.3% when compared to a year ago. This was down from an inflation rate of 3.5% in the year to May, according to the CSO. Using a measure called the Harmonised Index of Consumer Prices, a fall in energy prices in the month was largely behind the marginal fall in the inflation rate, as crude oil prices dropped in the wake of tentative agreement between the US and Iran to enter into negotiations. Food prices fell a little in the month, but are still up when compared to last year. The FT says that the EU is increasing tariffs on steel to protect its ailing industry in a move that has raised tensions with trading partners, notably China. Brussels is implementing a previously announced 50% tariff on almost half its steel imports, hitting countries with which it has free trade agreements. It has distributed tariff-free quotas from today for 18 million tonnes, granting higher than proportionate quotas for FTA partners in a move it claims is in line with WTO rules. We are providing market participants with predictability through clear and transparent quota distribution rules while applying a fair and subjective methodology, according to Maris Shevchevich, the EU Trade Commissioner. However, a senior EU official conceded that the decision to slash quotas and double the tariff to 50% had caused tensions with free trade partners. The FT also reports that the US government has lifted its export controls on Anthropic's leading models, ending a weeks-long impasse between the AI company and the Trump administration. The US Department of Commerce told Anthropic it had lifted the ban on foreigners accessing the company's Mythos and Fable models, according to people familiar with the matter. The decision allows the AI group to re-release its latest model, Fable 5, to the general public. The government allowed Anthropic to re-release Mythos 5, a model with fewer safeguards aimed at enterprise customers, to 100 or so pre-vetted partners last week. In a letter to Anthropic co-founder seen by the FT, the US Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said he was removing the ban after Anthropic had agreed to proactively detect and address security risks associated with the models.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.